This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Iran is ready to confront the United States and its Gulf Arab allies. That was the message from President Hassan Rouhani the day after an attack on an Iranian military parade in which 25 people were killed, including 12 members of the elite Revolutionary Guard.
The victims fell as innocent martyrs. Undoubtedly, the Islamic Republic of Iran does not overlook this crime. It is clear to us which group they belong to and where they are linked. Those who repeat claims of human rights must be held accountable.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday.
When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic. And I wish Zarif would focus on keeping his own people secure.
On Saturday, gunmen opened fire in the city of Baz, targeting a viewing stand where officials had gathered to watch an annual event marking the start of Iran's 1980s war with Iraq, an Arab opposition movement, and the Islamic State claiming responsibility. There was a mass burial Sunday in Tanzania for many of the 224 people who drowned when a ferry capsized on Lake Victoria. Charles Ngarima was among the survivors of the capsizing.
The ferry overturned very fast and covered us. I was lucky that I was able to swim underwater, not knowing where I was swimming, and I knew I was very near the ferry. As I was swimming to safety, I found a number of metal bars that cut my face and the back of my head.
Tanzanian President John Magufuli has ordered the arrest of those responsible for the sinking. Some blame the accident on overcrowding. It's believed the boat had 300 people aboard. This is VOA News.